prioritize defects by defect rate and problem weight. This process forms the final two steps of metric defect analysis, prioritizing defects and estimating the amount of work to get to the root cause. The earlier steps were assemble data, define defect thresholds, segment and analyze data, and estimate defect rate. Prioritizing defects relies on more than just the defect rate. The defect rate is similar to the likelihood portion of a risk analysis. To get to the risk impact, we also need to know the consequence of the problem, and this is called the problem weight. Multiplying these percentages together results in the problem impact. A defect is created by one or more disconnects or blockers, such as those discovered during a staple yourself to an order walkthrough slash interview. The goal of this process is to develop a set of problem statements. Each problem statement will group various disconnects together so the set of related issues can be resolved in a single project. A project might address one or more problem statements. Thus, the ultimate goal of this step is to form the basis of a project portfolio. Each problem statement will be given a problem weight. This is not an easy process. A formal process such as brainstorming is needed to assemble more disconnects, arrive at these weightings, and consider potential projects to resolve these problems. A brainstorming event requires a lot of organization to be successful, so before discussing the event, we address assembling the right documentation and planning. Assemble documentation on defect rates and disconnects or blockers. Metric defect analysis results in a set of defects for each key attribute and its related KPIs. Each defect will have a related defect rate. If using SCORE-DS or another KPI tree, defects at levels 1 and 2 will have been collected. Assemble this data into a summary spreadsheet for all metrics being analyzed. An excerpt of such a spreadsheet is shown in Exhibit 2-39. Exhibit 2-39. Excerpt of spreadsheet assembling defects and their rates. An important part of assembling this documentation is to create a logical organization and numbering system for the defects. For organization, Bolstorff and Rosenbaum and Supply Chain Excellence state that organizing defects by the chosen set of KPIs for the supply chain is the most effective way to get good work from brainstorming teams and for later organization of these defects into problem statements and from there into potential projects, as was done in the exhibit above. The spreadsheet numbering format in this example assigns the first digit to the level 1 metric, the second to defects at level 2, and the third digit to the defects at level 3. The next data to assemble is a complete list of all disconnects or blockers so far. For example, say that the staple yourself to an order process has resulted in a list of level 4 processes and a set of disconnects or blockers. Assemble these into another spreadsheet and assign a unique ID to each, such as a sequential number, as is shown in Exhibit 2-40. Provide a column for the person who identified the disconnect and for the process it impacts. If using SCORE-DS, this is the level 2 process it impacts. This spreadsheet will be used for more disconnects and blockers that are identified prior to and during the brainstorming session. Ideally, the spreadsheet will be a document that can be simultaneously edited by multiple persons, for example, Google Sheets, an Excel file shared in Teams. It is also important to be able to use file searching functions to quickly find a given disconnect. Exhibit 2-40. Spreadsheet for assembling all disconnects or blockers. Excerpt. Documents may include a list of preliminary project ideas or benefit estimates. Plan for a brainstorming session to define problems and problem impact. Brainstorming is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: a technique that teams use to generate ideas about a particular subject. Each person on the team is asked to think creatively and write down as many ideas as possible. The ideas are not discussed or reviewed until after the brainstorming session. Planning for a brainstorming session includes the following activities. Determine the right persons to participate. Favor persons closest to the actual work, team members or guests, and be sure to represent each functional area or cross-functional process owner affected. Note that higher levels of managers will be less able to generate ideas at the level of specificity required here. Invite participants early. Give around 2 weeks' notice so they can get it on their schedule and will take the event seriously. Provide participants with an overview of the transformation and an update on its status and gaps discovered so far, and provide training on participating in the brainstorming event. Give the participants homework. Assign each participant a metric under their purview and ask them to come up with about 20 potential causes of level 2 defects. These causes are called disconnects. A shared spreadsheet can allow participants to all contribute at the same time. select an appropriate venue, and provide sufficient resources. A good venue will have enough space for all participants and will also allow gathering in small groups. A horseshoe shape for seating can be helpful. There should be a large screen for displaying work in progress, and teams might use flip charts, sticky notes, whiteboards, and so on. If using physical props, print out each category title in text large enough to be seen across the room, and add defect analysis and scorecard gap data for each area. Leave enough room between each category for a small group to assemble around it. Also, print out labels for the previously identified disconnects and the ones identified as participant homework, and apply them to the sticky notes so things will be legible and there will be less busy work. Select a leader for the brainstorming event, for example, the program manager, the evangelist, or a consultant who will provide coaching. Select leaders or co-leaders for each brainstorming category based on their areas of expertise. Determine who else will be on each team and arrange seating so team members sit together. A high level of preparation will pay off in better and faster results. Conduct a brainstorming event to define problems and problem impact. A brainstorming event should feature two types of activities: individual brainstorming and group brainstorming. Individual brainstorming can start before the event as homework, and there may also be some time for it during the session. This method will result in better detail and helps develop a shared understanding of the issues. Individual brainstorming can result in redundancies that take a while to resolve, which is why much of this work is done as homework. A facilitator can identify and group the repeated issues. Group brainstorming is good at getting to consensus quickly, but that consensus has a risk of vocal persons having too much influence, groupthink, and could miss some things because consensus is reached quickly. Therefore, a combination of the two methods is best. The day of the event should feature a kickoff and introduction to go over the agenda and set ground rules, clarify team assignments, and so on. A full-day session can feature 6 hours of productive time, such as the following. The initial brainstorming session lasts 1 hour. Have participants place their 20 brainstorm disconnects on the appropriate metric charts. Small teams assemble around their metric area and spend 2 hours grouping ideas using affinity diagrams. The teams spend 2 hours defining the problem for each affinity grouping. Have them estimate the problem impact level. This will be the most contentious part of the brainstorming session due to its difficulty. The large group reassembles and spends 1 hour going over the results and asking and answering questions. Defining problems involves creating a problem definition spreadsheet, which might also be called a project portfolio worksheet since the problems form the basis for projects. Exhibit 2-41 shows an example of the fields that might be used. Exhibit 2-41, Problem Definition Spreadsheet. Note that the columns are split up here for ease of viewing. Here are examples of what might be entered in each field and why. Problem ID. A unique problem statement number is assigned, such as 6.01 for the sixth main KPI and the first problem associated with it. Sequentially number problems. This number is assigned after the problem is defined by aggregating disconnects. Metric. The top level KPI is used here to categorize the problem. Any other top brainstorm category could be listed here as well. For example, IM 1.1 could be listed here for cache to cache cycle time problems. Level 1 defect. The defects at the first level of metric decomposition, the first Y or sort, are listed here, such as inventory days of supply greater than defect threshold. Problem. The problem title provides a shared understanding of the problem at a glance. It should follow a consistent format. Here's an example. Customer service level agreements require greater than 4 days category on-site. Description. The problem statement description is a sentence or two describing the problem clearly. It needs to sum up the various disconnects that have been grouped and should be specific in terms of affected persons, items, orders, etc. For example, service level agreements were negotiated when inventory was shipped from the East Coast DC. With the new West Coast DCS, we are capable of meeting their responsiveness requirement and our category a days requirement. Disconnect IDS. Multiple disconnects are typically related to a particular problem, so the brainstorming team selects related disconnects and lists their IDS here. For example, 12. 32, 156, 98, 221, 52, 182. Level 2 defect. The defects at the second level of metric decomposition, the second wire sort, are those that have a calculated defect rate from the gap analysis. For example, category A finished goods greater than 4 days. defect rate. The defect rate is listed here, for example, 20%. Problem weight. The problem weight, for example, 30%, relates to how much the problem is impacting the overall level 1 defect in question. The brainstorming team determines the problem weight. The sum of all problem weights for a given level 2 defect category cannot exceed 100%. However, there may be an unknown problem, so all known weights might be less than 100%. Arriving at a value will likely be contentious, which is why a good part of the brainstorming session is devoted to this decision. These weights will be revisited and validated several times during planning. Use the data as much as possible to drive the decision. And, as a general principle, be conservative. Problem impact. The problem impact is the defect rate times the problem weight. For example, 0.2x 0.3 = 0.06 = 6%. This is the estimated impact to the level 1 metric. Problems can be ranked by their impact using a spreadsheet to rank them by their relative priority. Processes where problem occurs. For example, SCORE-DS process. The standardized codes for processes are listed here. The brainstorming small group should have at least one person with training in the selected process method, such as SCORE-DS. Ideally, all brainstorming participants get some level of training. Here is another example of a problem statement. Problem ID 1.01. Metric: Perfect Customer Order Fulfillment, RL 1.1. Level 1 Defect: Incomplete Shipments Rate, RL 2.1. Problem: Poor Forecasting Visibility. Description: For 75% of our forecasting, the customer's demand and promotions are not provided, resulting in the bullwhip effect and a forecasting error rate of 30%. Disconnect IDS for disconnects, such as insufficient ordering due to demand greater than forecast. Orders are used as a proxy for actual consumer demand. We lack a formal process for collaborating on forecasting and planning with customers. Errors in inventory amounts held at customer locations, etc. Level 2 defect. High forecasting error rate. Defect rate 15%. Problem weight 40%. Problem impact 6%. Processes where problem occurs. P11, capture external market signals, OE1.9, coordinate and align supply chain functional and process strategies, information, and data. A spreadsheet can be filtered by various columns to, for example, pull up all problems with the same level 1 and level 2 defects. Sorting, filtering, and pivot tables are powerful tools for helping to define problems, assign disconnects, and assess whether multiple problems might be addressed in a potential project. Having a person with such capabilities on the team is important. For example, to determine how to group various disconnects into one or more problem statements, filter the spreadsheet listing all disconnects by the related process field and review all potential disconnects. If more than one process is impacted, review these disconnects as well. Then determine how to group the disconnects into one or more problems. Next, write the problem description to sum up these disconnects, using small team feedback to make the statement more concise, more specific, and useful. Then write the problem statement phrase and assign it a unique problem statement number. Review results, brainstorm projects, and consider root cause effort. The final part of a brainstorming session involves getting the large group back together to summarize what each team has decided. The leader of the activity should go over each problem statement that was identified and prompt the group to ask questions. Small team leads may answer these, or unknowns can be recorded and assigned to an individual to research further. The team may also devote some part of the session to brainstorming possible projects by identifying problems that could be solved together along with some potential solutions. Participants will naturally brainstorm project ideas while thinking about these problems. Note that potential projects will get more attention later, so it is more important to get the disconnects group and problem statements defined during this event. Part of this process should include the last step of the metric defect analysis process, estimating the level of work to get to the fifth why. This estimate can be valuable for prioritizing projects, such as to determine which projects could be quick wins and which will likely be more involved.